Support for Rob Has a Podcast and the Road to Survivor Second Chance podcast series is made possible in part by our listeners who have become patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. To find out more about the benefits of becoming an RHAP patron, visit us at robswebsite.com/patron.
Election 2015, the Road to Survivor Second Chances.
Yes, that is right. We are back here with more extended coverage of the Road to Survivor Second Chance. And I am Rob Cisternino, and I am here with one of the 16 men vying for a spot on Survivor Second Chance. Here is a guy who I've always said this was one of the great wrongs of Survivor, that they have never figured out a way to get this guy back. Here he is from Survivor, the Australian Outback, Mr. Jeff Varner. Jeff, how are you?
It's awesome. I'm dying from that whole open little moment you had there. That scared the shit out of me. That was what's so dramatic.
Well, this is serious.
That's awesome. It is serious. It's great.
This is serious.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, congratulations on your award and your selfie stick self-accepting speech, whatever it is you gave. It was fantastic. You're just awesome. I'm so proud that I was with you early on, and that I can't wait to see where you grow and go, because you're just fantastic.
All right. Well, we'll see. You know, it could go the other way too, Jeff. Don't forget about
it. It could.
That. Yeah.
It always does, but you know, I don't think it will with you.
All right. Well, Jeff, really excited to talk to you. Jeff Varner has always been a very good guy to me, all the way back from right after I got off the show. I met him. I got to hang out with him at one of these crazy charity events in God knows where, a couple times in the summer after I got off the show. I saw him a bunch of other times, and Jeff Varner is a very fun guy. Happy to have him in the mix here for Survivor
it's
Second Chance.
Great to be here. And if that charity event, I think, was probably the last one I ever did. That's how old I am.
Why? Too much commotion with the other survivors?
And those things got old after a while, don't you think? I mean, I don't know. Do you still do them? I don't do them anymore.
No, you know, not that often, you know.
They're great causes, and I think it's great to go do them and stuff, but, you know, 15 years is a long time to, like, show up on a beach and eat a hot dog with a weird fan.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you, the big reason why I did a bunch of them after I got off of Survivor the Amazon was because Survivor All-Stars was right around the corner, and I said, well, let me at least go out there and try to, you know, network a little bit with some of these people. Not so much like I'm going to, like, I got a deal going, and you saw the show, you know, I didn't have a deal going with anybody, but I figured let me just go get out there and meet people. And now, all these years later, here's you're in the mix now to go back with all these people.
And I don't have a deal with anybody either. So does that mean I'm screwed?
No, don't do it. I think if you have the more deals you have, I think the more screwed you are. I think that's what it comes down to.
Everybody who's been to an All-Star, a fans versus favorite, they all say if you do any of this pre-gaming stuff, you're screwing yourself. So
yeah,
don't. And I'm not. And it makes me nervous. I feel like I should be, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm making the choice not to, and I'm going to show up there and just let it be an organic thing and hope for the best.
Well, the advice I'm giving everybody is answer the phone if it rings, but don't be making too many of these outgoing calls. Because you know what else is going to happen, too, is that, you know, six of these people from the men and the women aren't going to get on.
Right.
And those people are going to be out there. I got a phone call from this person. The bitter six from each side, the bitter 12, those are going to be the people that are going to be, you know, spilling everything.
You know what? It's already, the bitterness is already cooking. I don't know if you are aware of these little rogue Twitter accounts that are out there.
No, there's rogue Twitter accounts happening.
Oh, dude. Yes. And they're tweeting people who are on the list and nobody else.
Yeah.
So, only this small group of people are seeing this stuff, so it's not something that's public, but it's crazy what's going on out there.
So you're saying there's some swift boating out there happening?
I don't know what's going on. I
forget what the number is, but there's like, you know, attack ads or attack Twitter accounts that are out there.
Oh yeah. And I don't know if they're attacking or if they're just blowing games up to keep the game organic. Like, to me, there's one day I was watching, looking and seeing all that stuff, and I thought, this has got to be Mark Burnett. Mark Burnett is doing this just to mess everybody up so everybody stops. But I know of so many alliances that are out there, and those people are targets. Whoever, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to, you know, it could just be BS or whatever.
Okay.
But there have been several names and several alliances, and alliances have names, and some of them are geographically located. And
wow.
If you're on the list listening, you know what I'm talking about, because you got the same little rogue tweet.
And wow.
It's got to be coming from, you know, bitter people who want to be on the list and there aren't. So they're okay. Just playing.
You so know? You think there are people that are out there who wanted to be on Survivor Second Chance and aren't. And then those are the people that are behind some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they're your traditional Survivor troublemakers who are just out there causing
a lot
trouble.
Of trolls out there. A lot of trolls. Because, trolls.
Yeah.
Trolls be trolling.
One of these alliances is a troll orchestrated event. So there's one troll out there who's hooking people up.
Yeah.
I won't go into a whole lot of detail, but you know.
Wow. Such a meta game. Well, Jeff, let's talk about you as the candidate to return. And let's okay. talk a little bit about your resume, because you played a Survivor in Survivor of the Australian Outback, one of the more iconic seasons of the show, all the way back, was on during in 2001. And you were somebody that a lot of people had very high hopes on. And then because of this stupid rule that they have with the previous votes, then you end up getting screwed at that tribal council, first one after the merge, when there's five votes on you and five votes on Colby, and he doesn't have any previous votes. So
right.
First off, I think one of the most ironic things about all of this is you get sort of screwed over because it's Kimmy that reveals that you had the vote against you at one of these challenges to Tina. And now here's Kimmy Kappenberg also in the mix. What is your relationship like at this point in time with Kimmy?
Rob, can I just tell you, when I went, Kimmy and I haven't spoken in a long time. You know, it's 15 years. You got to put it into perspective. So it's been a long time. I've seen her. I've spoken to her. We've talked to each other in the past, but she's not somebody I've kept in touch with. And when I was in casting about a month ago, taking that psych test, I was sitting in the room and I heard her come in. I heard somebody come in the door, and I turned around and I looked, and it was Kimmy. And she was wearing a Hell's Angels t-shirt. Tits were hanging outside.
Wow. She's like a Gemma Teller.
My whole chest just shut down. I tightened up. I couldn't. I think I put a big smile on my face and looked at her like, hi, how are you? And she gave me the dirtiest look. I will not forget that look. And I just went back down to my text and went home. I went back to my room, called my mom. I said, Mom, you're never going to believe who I just saw. And she said, Kimmy, and laughed for 15 minutes, like guttural laughter. She thought it was so funny.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my
part
God.
Part of me wants to reach out to Kimmy and be like, hi, but it would not be at all natural because she and I have not had that sort of thing. So I'm a little nervous about Kimmy. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm going to talk to her in a couple days. I'm going to talk to her sometime next week. But
well, don't mention my name.
I will. I'm going to mention your name. So, but does she have any beef with you? I can understand why you would be annoyed with her. But does she have a beef with you?
I don't know. You know, I remember she used to say, I didn't tell anybody about that vote. And it was a little bone of contention between the two of us for a while that she didn't do it and I did it. I'm the one who told them, which, you know, why would I do that? But whatever. And I don't remember. It's been 15 years. I really don't remember. So I've let it all go, and whatever's going to be is going to be. And I just, that accent of hers drives me crazy. To this day, I saw her video and I'm like, oh my God, haven't you? You've been in Texas for 20 years. Haven't you at least got a little twang of some sort?
Now,
all right, and then I listened to Michaela, and I heard Michaela's got the same kind of New York thing going on.
Yeah, I think she's Jersey. I think she's Jersey and Kimmy's Long Island.
Either way, if I end up in the middle of both of them, I might kill myself wherever we're going.
All right. Now, Jeff, you were one of the people that really came out to play very hard in season two. You'd watched the first season and then you came out sort of ready to go. And I think that people mm-hmm. felt like at the time you were sort of billed as like, okay, this is like the second version of Richard Hatch that's going to be out there. Now, the game has changed also quite a bit since that time. How do you feel like your game has adapted to all of the changes that have come to Survivor?
Well, it's been 15 years. I don't have a game.
You don't have a game.
I don't have a game. I've just been watching a TV show for 15 years. But I think, you know, I wanted to play back then, and everybody today hits the beach playing. So maybe I'm more in my element. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, back then, everybody just wanted to build a shelter, find some food, and it's all great. And I'm thinking, okay, we got to vote somebody out. Somebody fight? Will somebody just cuss somebody out? Can somebody get naked? Something happened.
Yeah. Because
it never did happen.
You know, you were almost, in my mind, sort of like a modern day player in a, you know, prehistoric type game, because, you know, you were somebody who was talking about the game and thinking about the game from early on when everybody else is talking about food, you know, and mm-hmm. shelter and stuff like that, because the survival element was so much a part of what was going on there. Will you almost be maybe more comfortable in a season where the game is going to be picking up and moving faster from the get-go?
I hope so. I'm counting on that, but I don't know. This game could move at lightning speed. I could get out there and think I'm playing and I'm not doing a thing. Mm. I mean, I have no idea. We didn't have idols. When we landed on the beach, we didn't talk about it. Who you voted for, you didn't talk about. Everything was very top secret. You came back from tribal council, you didn't discuss it.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different thing now. So I don't know if I'm ready for it or not. I'd like to think I am. But, you know, there's also a part of me that I've told some other people too, that I'm afraid to allow myself to emotionally commit to going, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be one of the bitter six.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could be one of the six. And if I am one of the six, I don't want to be the bitter one. I want to be good either way. So I'm trying to focus on just campaigning hard, getting a vote, getting on that plane, and then once I'm on the plane, deal with the rest as it goes. I'm trying not to picture myself in the game yet.
Right.
Maybe that's stupid. Maybe that's the wrong thing to do, but it feels safe to me.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time since you've played, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are watching the show that, you know, didn't even watch the show. I mean, there's people, if you're 20 years old, you know, you were, you know, what, 5-6 years old when Survivor of the Australian Outback was on. And so you're saying, well, I don't know who any of these, you know, older people are, but there's also a thing where your show is watched by, you know, 30 million, 40 million people every week. And there's nostalgia for some of these older players. So hopefully that nostalgia will carry the day for some of the classic players that are in the mix.
I hope so. I'm feeling that, if I can be so bold as to say, in this campaign period so far, I am feeling a lot of that. Yeah. I thought that I would get a lot of, who is this old fart? But I'm getting a lot of love. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
My Twitter feed's blowing up. My work, all week at work, I've just been a basket case. Like, I've gotten nothing done. I'm tweeting left and right. I work, my coworkers are super fans, so they're sort of they're running offense for me. They'll tell me, okay, here comes the ball. So I'll all of a sudden put up my Outlook and I'll start working again. And then I go back to Twitter and
yeah.
trying to do it and all. And I don't know. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just know I'm letting myself go and be, and whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I love all of the people on the list. I really enjoy them. I've enjoyed them as their fan. I'm enjoying watching them, and I want to go and vote for
you. Love all the people on the list, Jeff.
I do. I have to tell you, there's nobody on the list that I think is a nightmare. Okay. don't make me say her name. You can think it, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay. I'd like to know from you. I know you're getting up political, but I want to know from you. You know, I know you're close friends with Scoopin still, right?
Yes.
Now, Scoopin just went back a couple of years ago. Have you talked with Mike about what's the difference between when you guys played originally to what the game is like now?
Yes. And it's drastically different, according to Mike.
Now, what did he say?
Not so much in the game itself, but in just the way things go. I mean, there's like a little lockdown periods now. So before you go to a tribal council or whatever, they lock you down so you can't talk. Or something like that. I don't really understand it. He was explaining it to me. I've got to live it to probably feel it. But things like that, like, you know, cameras, before we just operated and cameras would follow us. And if they caught it, they caught it. And if they didn't, they didn't. They've got little mechanisms in place now to make sure the cameras miss nothing. And, you know, walking to places, tribal councils, having to stop and walk a second time to get another camera angle, little things like that. I think he talked about, I think production is much more involved. Jeff Probst, without a doubt, is so much more involved in what's going on than he was with us. With us, he was just the dude we saw every 3 days who just sat there and talked, and no matter what happened, he just didn't say anything. He's a very different element in this now, I think. So it's, I think what I'm expecting, if I get out there, it's going to be much more than just the people I'm playing with. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm expecting to be. I don't know what that's going to be, but it's more than just the people I'm living with that I need to keep my eyes on, I think.
You know, Jeff, that's a great point about Jeff Probst, because, you know, I'm in the midst of a 30 season rewatch. I started it over last summer and have gone all the way through. And the evolution of Jeff Probst is really interesting, where, like, from the first season where he's just like, you know, asking, like, just throwing questions out to the group and they aren't very pointed. And he's just sort of like, well, I feel really bad. I have to vote. You know, somebody has to go home tonight. And to, you know, he starts to become like more and more and more into like an interrogation at tribal council. So are you ready for that potentially to be sitting there and to be able to not just answer the question, but also answer the question to a degree that it satisfies what Jeff is doing? Because then he'll keep coming at you until you give him an answer.
Well, the answer's coming out of my mouth. He can come at me till the cows come home. He ain't going to get anything that I don't want to say. That's the way I look at it. He can keep on coming. He can cuss me out, yell, throw things. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to make stuff up just to pacify him. No offense. I mean, Jeff's great and everything. But if he gets that involved and like wants me to say a certain thing and is yelling at me to get me to say it, I'm not going to say something that I'm not going to say anyway.
Mm.
And I think that would be the case for everybody, don't you think? I mean, it seems like people sit down at tribal council now anyway and say, I'm aligned with him, her, this one, and that one. And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Well, like one of the other things
happened early.
Right. Because I do feel like something that has happened over the course of Survivor, where you guys went to tribal council back in the day and you guys were like locked in, like nobody's going to change their vote at tribal council. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's just, that's what it is. I'm locked in. And you know, you could have found out like, you know, this person, you know, slept with your father. And it's like, well, you know, they told me beforehand I got to vote, but now people are, you know, changing stuff up on the fly. There's lots of audibles that go on.
Right. And as it should be.
Yeah. All right.
You know, this game's evolved to a place where that stuff goes on and it's okay. It's still game. That's the part that's fascinating to me as a viewer to watch. So it would be fascinating to me as a player to be in the middle of it.
All right. Who else from Survivor, the Australian Outback, do you keep in contact with?
Alicia.
All the time. Okay.
Because I love her. Alicia and I have been close for years.
Okay. With Alicia at all?
No. I told her about it and she thinks I'm an idiot.
She discouraged you going back?
Oh, yeah. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. I got a whole lecture from her one day. I'm sorry. This is a family show, isn't it?
We try to keep it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You'd be
ding
okay.
Just ding your bell. You know? Cover me up with the bell. She thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I also tried to get her to be my loved one to come visit.
And what'd she say?
She said, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to say yeah, but.
Wow, if I'm out, exciting.
If I'm out there, I'm trying to get Alicia to be my loved one. If a family member can't go, you know, my mom has breast cancer right now, and my brother wants to go, and I'd love for my brother to go. But if I'm fortunate enough to be in that situation to be out there that long, whether or not he can come is going to depend on what's going on at home.
Yeah, talk about what's going on with your mom, because you guys are you know, you're doing some you know, public things about that to support her, right?
Yes, very much so. She was diagnosed with ductal carcinoma last fall-ish. It was a very difficult time for us because she was the main caretaker for my grandmother who had Alzheimer's. So when my grandmother passed, you know, it was kind of dealing with mom's grief and all of a sudden mom had nothing to do because she was taking care of grandma 24/7. And then she gets sick and it went crazy. I lived in another town. I had to find ways to get home. I put in for FMLA leave to come home and help mom with her surgeries, and my company fired me before I could turn the paperwork in. That's a whole nother story that I wish could hit the front page of the paper. But anyway, because of that situation, it freed me up to come back to my mom and be with her and be closer to her. She's finished up all of her treatment now. She's doing great. When Lynn Spillman called to invite me to be part of this, I said no initially because of what's going on. And Lynn asked me to sleep on it for the weekend. And mom and I talked about it. We went back and forth and it's really her decision for me to go do this. She's thinking I'm going to win $1 million and come pay all of her hospital bills, which would be lovely to do. You know, only one person's going to win. And I don't know, but if I can get that far, that's where all that money is going to go for the most part of it, and to breast cancer research. And I'm working with some breast cancer organizations here in town. We're going to have a press conference this week. There's a big thing that's happening that I'm going to be working with them, and they're going to help me get votes. And it's a great, great thing. There's a lot going on, but the important thing is mom's through her treatment and she's doing great. And the phone's ringing off the hook with people wanting to vote and how do we vote. She gets on the phone and she's all upbeat and laughing and loving it and just into it. And it just confirms I made the right choice. So I hope viewers will put me on this cast so we can keep this going for a little while. It's good for her to be in this positive, uplifted frame of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important, you know, especially when, you know, things get really down, to have something to look forward to and something to, you know, be excited about. I think that sometimes I think that's like, you know, one of the best medicines that you can get.
You got it. And Survivor's going to let me take a little rock with me, a little breast cancer rock that it's like a paperweight kind of a thing, but it's a breast cancer trinket, my little emotional item or whatever, that actually spent about 2 months on my grandmother's grave. So it's touched everybody and everything. And I'm going to have that with me that'll help me stay focused on why I am out there in the first place. And hopefully it'll be a really good, positive experience. It's going to be one anyway, but I don't want to be one of the bitter six. So I'm hoping these people vote for me.
Yes.
Daily and often.
Speaking of rocks, the last time that we talked to you on the podcast, or one of the last times we talked to you on the podcast,
great transition. You're good, dude. You're good. You deserve that little selfie stick award. Congratulations.
But you have stayed close with Deb Eaton. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I have. I don't know why. She hated me for so long. She blamed me for everything. But
you've made that right.
I felt protective of Deb. She went through a lot of scandal, a lot of everything, and everybody turned their back on her, and I just couldn't do it. My heart went out to her. So yeah, I check in with her all the time, make sure she's doing okay.
Yeah, and if you could make things right with Deb, then I got to think there's hope for you and Kimmy also, right?
Well, I'm not about to go on an island with Kimmy. I mean, with Deb, so... Who knows? Maybe Kimmy will be on the other tribe and I won't have to worry about it.
Oh, you know that's not going to happen. You know that's not how Mark Burnett works, right?
Oh, my God. Kimmy, if you're listening to this, you know, sorry, darling. I love you. Your breasts are beautiful.
Wow. That's nice.
You know, what's another compliment I can give Kimmy? Kimmy's had a rough ride, too. You know, she's got a couple of kids who's had a rough time, too. So,
yeah,
I try not to... be negative about anybody, anything.
I'm looking forward to talking. I'm going to talk to her in a couple days.
Good.
Yeah.
Tell her I love her and hi.
I will. I will. So has Deb given you any words of encouragement?
Yeah. What are you doing, you idiot?
She doesn't think you should go back?
No. No.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe she's changed her mind. Deb doesn't think I should do anything. Deb thinks I should go crawl under a rock. You know. Well,
she thinks everybody should crawl under rocks.
Deb's great. She gives me a hard time every time she talks to me. But
now you said if you came on that we could call her again.
Yeah, do it. Do it, Rob. Do it. Call her.
All right.
Well, what time is it there? I don't know what time you're going to air this, but. You do it, call her.
Okay.
You have her number, don't you?
I still have the same thing from last time. Do you
do it?
Is it the same?
See what she says. Ask her to give a campaign endorsement for me. Don't tell her I'm on the phone.
Okay. All right. She's gonna remember who I am.
She's probably gonna think I'm on the phone putting you up to it. But yeah, try it.
Okay. Let's see if this works. Okay. add this to the. Okay.
Oh my God. Hello.
Hello. Is this Deb? This is Rob Cesternino from Rob Has a Podcast.
Yeah, this is me.
Deb, I was hoping that you could give us a few words about Jeff Varner for the podcast.
So they have to be like kind words? Could it be any kind of words? Am I supposed to stick to some kind of script that's positive?
Never, never. All right, Deb.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Deb, would you vote for Jeff to go back on Survivor?
I would vote for Jeff to go back on Survivor. If he's stupid enough to want to do it, I'd vote for him. I would absolutely vote for him.
I'm on the line with you, baby. I just want to do.
I know you're on the line. You think I'm going to waste these insults if I know you can't hear them? I know you're listening. I can't for the life of me imagine why someone would want to go back and do that again at this point. But like I say,
yeah,
it takes all kinds. I'm sure you'd make great television.
Deb, oh, I wish you'd go back. You'd be great.
Deb, do you want to go back? Do you want a second chance?
Negative. I got plans. My life is heading in a different direction.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop at all just to go back there and get voted off first again. That's probably what would happen.
Well, people have a sick sense of humor. I think that's what happened to another person that tried to go back a second time. That was the first person.
I kind of hope that Jeff suffers my fate.
Oh, you want Jeff?
Oh,
put him back on and take him off instantly.
Oh,
put him on and give him the boot.
Kill the mic, Rob. Hang up on her ass.
Deb, you won. You won.
I like the listeners can vote, Jeff.
Yeah, you want Jeff to know how that feels.
Yeah, I think that he should, because if it wasn't for him, I probably would have lasted a little longer.
I have been voted out.
Yeah, but not first. You weren't the first one to be voted unanimously out.
Well, you wouldn't have been either if you hadn't walked around and told everybody I was wanting to go home. That's your fault.
She's still telling people you want to go home.
You know, you and I are going to fight about this forever. You were sick of the dog, you little sis, and you were like, oh, I could really use a beer and a pizza right now. I'm just sick. I just want to get out of here.
I'm telling you
right now, that's what happened. Don't you call me a liar.
That is not what happened.
Well, maybe in your fever, in your delirium, you don't recall it, but I do recall it.
It was a pizza and a Coke, thank you, not a beer. And I never said I wanted to go home.
So
I just
happen.
Said I wanted a pizza. It didn't happen. Not did fully. Happen.
Jeff,
I hope that wherever you get voted to, I hope if you get out there that you have to eat bugs and jump off cliffs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Knock yourself out. I hope you have a great time. I know that you've wanted to do this for ages, and I'm thinking it's about damn time.
Good. Now there's a good answer. Good answer, Deb.
Go for it, man. I would love to see you go back there. I'd love to see you do well. I don't really want to see you get voted off first, but I want to see you be like the final two and not get to win.
Why? Like scooping?
What can I say, you know? I'm still indignant about the whole situation from back then.
Yeah, Deb, why do you want to see Jeff get to the final two or three and then not win the game?
I don't know, because it just would be hysterical, I guess. It was funny.
Would the money change him? Is that what it was? You don't want him to change?
No. I don't think the money would change him. You know what I think? I think that it might give him just a little bit of peace of mind and a little bit of time to kick back and relax and not worry about stuff. That's my dog. Something just comes forward. But I think it would. It would give him a chance to just kind of relax and sit back and lay in a hammock and drink a Coke.
Okay. And he wouldn't get a big head then, right?
I don't think he'd get a big head anyhow. Jeff's not the type.
Thank you.
I'm just giving him a lot of crap, but he's a good guy, and I'd like to see him go back on. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Deb. That's awful sweet. So,
yeah, well, I mean it. I mean, better you than me, that's for darn sure, but I mean it. If you've wanted to do this for a long time, and I think you should absolutely go.
So all the Deb fans out there should vote for me, right?
Every one of them. You should vote more than once. Just keep right on voting.
Every day. Think about every day. Deb, awesome. Will you be endorsing Kimmy also to go back to Survivor?
Is she trying to go back?
She's in the mix. She's also nominated to go back.
Wow. No, I'm not endorsing anybody else.
Good answer, Deb.
You got to understand, this was a long time ago. I don't even, other than Jeff, I don't talk to anybody, and I only talk to Jeff because he's just like a pesky little gnat. He just keeps coming back. It was just a long time ago.
All right, so you don't care if Kimmy goes back?
No, I don't. I don't even know why she'd want to go back, because you know they're going to kill something.
Yeah.
To freak her out. So You're better off not going back. And that's another reason why I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back and watch people kill things, especially octopus, because they're very, very intelligent.
Okay.
Octopus.
Jeff, will you kill an octopus if you go back?
I'll kill whatever I have to eat, but that's just odd that octopus came out of nowhere.
I don't know. Well, the reason I say that is because they've had a lot of stuff on the news about it lately, about just how intelligent they are and how they're curious and smart, and they have senses of humor, and they're like a little person, only they're an octopus. And
if you
want to kill one, I don't know. I may have to withdraw my endorsement.
Yeah, never.
Will you promise here today that if you go on, if you get voted back on, you will not eat an octopus if you have the chance?
Save the octopi.
I'm not going to even say that. I'm not going to say that he can't eat it if some other fool kills it, but he can't kill it.
Yeah, don't be the one that kills the octopus.
As a matter of fact,
I'd like to see you make an effort to prevent them from killing octopus.
Jeff, will you stand here and be on that platform of anti-killing the octopus on Survivor?
Yes, I will. Save the octopi.
All right, I am with you. Do a little bit of research into that. Why don't you?
Do your research.
I'm correct.
Yeah. Would Scoopin kill an octopus?
Yes.
Scoopin would kill anything. That guy has just got to eat. I'm so glad I wasn't there for the massacre of the pig. I couldn't have dealt with that.
Yes, that was a very ugly incident.
I couldn't have dealt with it.
Do you think Jeff is going to get sick on the first day again?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I don't think he's any stronger than he ever was. So he probably will, but hopefully he'll get through it and prevail. And I want everybody who knows, who would like to vote for him. I would love to see him get back on there. I'd probably even watch it. I've never even watched Survivor. I'd probably watch it.
Would you do a podcast about it?
Would I do a podcast about it? I might consider doing that. But here's the thing. I don't watch it because I can't stand watching them kill things. I just can't.
Yeah.
Okay. We won't kill anything. I won't kill anything.
What about a chicken? They still give you chickens. That's still going to upset Kimmy if they do that. You know the chickens are coming too.
Of course. And like I say, that's why I don't watch it. And I understand you have to do what you have to do to eat. I get that.
Yes.
I just don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to participate. I just can't do that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to eat it. I will eat it.
Yeah, but I know you are.
I won't kill it. I promise I won't kill it.
All right. Don't kill anything. Or you and I are over. You will be okay. Dead.
You'll kill him?
No,
Jeff?
He will just be dead to me.
Dead to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Deb, I love you. I love you so much.
Well, I really hope you get this opportunity, Jeff. I really do. You're a character. You'd make great TV, and it's something that you really, really want to do. So vote for him, for God's sake.
Give the guy a break. Give him a break. All right.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
I'm going to go and get myself dressed and get myself off to work where I get to order men around and be mean to them all day long.
All right, Deb.
I can't even imagine that. Thank you so much.
Deb, are you still watching The Amazing Race?
I have it all recorded. I recorded every single one of them, but I haven't turned it. I haven't watched it yet. I've been really busy.
Yeah.
I've been really busy campaigning for Jeff. I'm campaigning for Jeff right now.
Okay.
This is the extent of my campaigning. Vote for him. Vote for him.
I love you, Deb. All right, Deb, thank you so much.
Okay.
Guys, have a good day.
All right, take care.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Deb Eden. She's still got it. You better watch out with those octopus. Yes.
Ring the bell. There you go. That's good.
Now,
I love her.
All right, Jeff. So you got the Deb Eaton endorsement. You got to probably get some more people out there to endorse you. There's one person from the Kucha tribe with a huge following. Has Elizabeth Filarski Hasselbeck endorsed you for Survivor Second Chance?
Kidding me?
Has she come out to say that you should get voted back on?
No, she hasn't, and I doubt she will. Anybody?
Yes, probably not.
No.
All right. Well, let me ask you some of these questions that I have for you from the listeners of Rob is a Podcast.
We get to do that. I love listening.
Yeah, we got some questions. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and start off with Josh Lemer wants to know Jeff, has Scoopin given you any advice on dealing with Abby Maria? Now, Abby Maria, one of the people that played with Mike Scoopin in Survivor Philippines, I believe she said that he was a moron or an idiot. I don't remember which one he is. Has he given you a scouting report?
I said worse about Mike, so I kind of bond with her on that.
Has he given you a scouting report on Abby Maria?
Yes, he has.
Okay. And it was a positive scouting report.
It was a smart one.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Leave it at that. All right.
But I think Abby Maria and I have a lot in common when it comes to Mike.
Yes. All right. This is from Justin Poland, who says, we all know that he hates peanut butter, but what are his thoughts on Nutella? Now, you in your video, you made a big deal about how you felt like you lost the game over peanut butter.
I did.
Because you jumped off. Do you really feel like that was the reason why ultimately it went to you, not because of the whole vote or the tiebreaker? Would you have been able to win that immunity challenge, stand up there for 11 hours?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think I could have. I mean, I at the end of the day, it was my stupidity that jumped off that poll. That vote had nothing to do with me coming off the poll for peanut butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the vote rule was in the way, and it was a stupid thing, and it screwed me. But I screwed myself, and I own that outright. I own it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think we're going to be standing on anything. You know, now they make you stand with one leg behind your head while you hold knives in the left hand and fire out of your mouth.
Yeah. You just had to stand there. It wasn't even like a balancing thing.
I look back on that and I think, what an idiot I was. All I had to do was stand there.
Yeah.
And I jumped off for that. So, yeah. And I still to this day can't stand peanut butter. I haven't eaten it in 14 years.
Did you like it before?
I did. I did.
Wow.
And craved it. So when they came out with it, I couldn't wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
I will never eat it again. I feed it to my dog. He loves it.
Can I ask you a question about that vote that you guys are from Kucha? You guys decide to put your 5 votes on Colby. Mm-hmm. Why Colby out of any of those people? Because it feels like, you know, why would they vote against, you know, sort of like the big, strong guy?
Well, we weren't thinking like that. You know, this was way back in the day. You didn't think like that. That vote that night was supposed to go toward the strongest person. You get rid of the strongest that night. That was just the thing you did. And it was automatically, we're voting for Colby. And, you know, I didn't expect them to vote for me. But when they did, you know, and then I look back on it, and Jerry had all those votes against her. She was sitting there wide open. Jerry would have been prime pickings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in hindsight, the way they play the game now, you know, laying it all out there in front of everybody and Jeff sort of prodding, you know, Varner, what about Jerry? I wish he'd have done that back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, yeah, how about Jerry?
To me, I think that's more on Alicia and Elizabeth because they went to the women's camp and, you know, there was a little bit of like Jerry was getting a little bit catty about Keith. Like, I think that there was a little bit of evidence that they could have seen. Otherwise, you guys were only there together for like an afternoon before the vote. But they had the window to see into that.
They did.
They could have picked up on that.
When the guys came to us, we had a window too. And our window was that Keith was the problem. Colby played it off really well. Keith was the problem. And that's why he stood on that pole forever and made the deal with Tina to give him immunity. Cause Keith was the one that was in just as much trouble as Jerry. But you know, I've heard lots of people say, and it's very true. Hindsight is 20/20. Watching the game and playing it are two different things.
Yeah.
You can see on TV what's happening. And when you're out there, you just can't.
Now Colby has come back to the show a couple times, most recently in Survivor Heroes versus Villains. And it didn't go great for Colby the second time around. They called him, he was like Superman in a fat suit. He just didn't have it anymore. Are you?
Didn't Tyson call him a woman?
He did after Coach beat him in the frog marching thing. So are you worried that could be like you? Could you potentially have had too long of a layoff?
That I'd be called a woman?
No, that you could be like Colby in Heroes versus Villains.
Well, I'm not bringing in the cachet Colby brought in.
Mm.
So what do I have to lose?
I'm a
loser.
So.
I'm a fat, out of shape loser who's 50 years old almost. So whatever. You know, Colby came in as like hero, the Hulk, Superman. He had everything in the world to prove.
Yeah.
I don't.
He had a fall from grace. You are already fallen, you're saying.
Yeah. I'm down with the scourge. He needed to fall.
Welcome to the bottom.
I knew from the beginning Colby was nothing special. So that whole moment with Coach kicking his ass didn't.
What do you mean Colby is nothing special?
I mean, you know, in terms of that game, he was nothing special. He didn't do anything that there that we didn't do. He just happened to be the good-looking one that, that the camera sort of hung around.
Didn't he win 7 challenges in that season?
Did he? I don't remember.
Something like
that. They voted me out. I wasn't there.
Yeah. And he had a lot of he had a lot of good quips to the camera, right?
I don't know. I don't remember being particularly smitten with Colby.
You weren't impressed.
Now, since then, he's been a great guy. You know, Colby and I have gotten along. I saw him at the reunion, and he was great, and very nice to me, very friendly to me. So,
has Colby come out to endorse you for Survivor Second Chance?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not that I know.
Not that we know.
Does he go out and endorse anybody?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he knows Survivor is on.
Yeah, I don't think he's really. I don't even know what he does now. What's he doing now?
I'm not sure. I know he was doing the show with the shooting the guns.
Yeah.
Top Shot.
Does he still do that? Is that still?
I don't know. I don't know if it's still on. I don't know. I don't follow that very closely. All right.
Yeah, I don't either. Alicia slept with him one night, and I got all the dirt on that.
Oh, wow.
I know things about Colby he probably wishes I didn't, put it that way. But other than that, Colby's a nice guy, and he's not out here, so I don't have to worry about him.
All right. David Baltazar says, you were persona non grata with CBS and Survivor for a while after you allegedly spoiled a season. What do you have to say about this? Now, Jeff, what is this about? I know you've posted a article about this recently that there is a lot of people that are talking about this. And I want you to set the record straight.
Well, I'm not going to say there's a lot of people talking about this. There are some little trolls.
Yes.
The little Survivor Sucks trollsters who just sort of like to bring people down and say horrible things about people and tell people to go kill themselves and just the stupid, childish, stupid stuff. That's a rumor that was out there years ago, like more than 10 years ago, and it didn't happen. It's not true. I've ignored it for years because it's just silly and stupid. And just because it popped up all of a sudden, it's on my Twitter. Just scroll down. You'll see the great spoiler debate where I give my answer to that. And I'm happy to share that with everybody. I don't really want to go into it right now, but
okay.
I was not persona non grata with CBS. You know, it's just after 10, 15 years or whatever, you grow apart. It's not I'm not one of these people who just wants to be up the ass of CBS all the time. You know, it's like, I've got a life. I got to go live. I'm not going to go to all these charity events. I'm not going to be first in line at all the finales. You know, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I had done that, if I was some big spoiler who had ruined everything and was persona non grata or whatever, why would I be on this list? Why would I be here?
Yeah, that's the real smoking gun. I feel like,
you know what I mean? That's the logic about it. Just, yeah. I wouldn't be here. So
yeah, not guilty on all charges. I mean, I think,
and
they'll hold a grudge.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what I say or how I say it or how I respond to it. These little trollers are never going to give it up.
Yeah.
None of that, that's not true, and who cares? I wouldn't be part of this mix if that were true.
Okay.
Let me leave it right there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fair enough. That I'm satisfied.
Good.
Okay. All right. Stephanie Crom wants to know, if there was a tie situation in season 31, would you draw rocks? If it was a tie vote, would you let it go to rocks or would you flip your vote?
I think that would depend on the situation. I want to be loyal, you know. I don't want to be the guy that nobody trusts because he doesn't keep his word.
Yeah,
I keep my word. In my life, I keep my word. My alliances in my game when I played, I kept my word. I don't want to, you know, it'll depend on the situation. Who's there, how close we are to the end and whatever. But the thought that I would throw a game away on a rock, just random draw.
Yeah.
Throw away all the strategy, all the work, all the days just to pick a rock just seems a little tough to swallow. But you never know till you're in that situation.
You never know.
Who knows?
You never know. Okay. As far as these other players, how many of them do you think are going to even know who you are?
Well, I think a lot of them are super fans. I think they should know, you know. Wouldn't you think?
I think
the ones that say they've watched forever and every
sure. I think those people will, but I think there's a lot of people that are going to be that. I'd be very surprised if some of these people have even seen Survivor, the Australian Outback, or any season before Survivor Heroes versus Villains.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I go watch it. You can order it.
So you want them to go watch it?
Yeah, it's a great show. They should. It's for no other reason than just to see how it's all evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a different experience. We weren't even in HD. Like, my ugly face is going to be up in HD if I'm in on this thing. That's scary.
They didn't even have HD until Gabon.
I know.
Just 15 seasons after you played that they had got HD.
I know. So I'm more worried about HD than I am drawing rocks. But I encourage everybody to see it. I think if you're on this list, you know who we are.
Okay.
And at this point, you know, with the videos and everybody will have a good feeling of who everybody is. I know who everybody is, and that's all that matters.
I loved everybody. All right, one last question. Mike Stevenson wants to know, word on the street is that you started the Alicia versus Kimmy fight. Could you take us through that? Is that canon?
I am going to say I facilitated that.
Okay, how did you do that?
The word started it.
How did you do that? Take us through behind the scenes.
Started it sort of, it implies that I said something and I didn't do that.
And then you made a beeline out of there.
Yeah, well, I did make a beeline.
You ran for it.
I did. And that's always funny to me. When I see that scene and see me walking away, I always giggle at that. But this one goes back to the Brady Bunch period, we called it, when we were not going to tribal council and everybody was getting along and loving each other. There was one day we were sitting in the waterfall in the rapids and we were all massaging. Nick was rubbing my feet. I mean,
whoa.
Yeah. I remember thinking, dude, that's my foot. Like, you know what you're doing? Like, it was weird. It was a camaraderie. Everybody loved each other, and production just kept saying, you know, there's a game going on here, and something needed to happen. And the only thing that I could see, because I came there to play, that could happen was Alicia and Kimmy. They both hated each other privately. They didn't do it publicly, but to me, privately, they would talk crap about each other. So when the time came that it just seemed right, I just encouraged it privately in other ways. Don't let her get away with that. Kimmy's going to talk about that damn chicken again. Da 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 da. Until the day when Kimmy said the wrong thing, boom, there it went, and boom, there it is, and I walked away.
Yeah.
So I kind of stirred it up and facilitated it, but I wouldn't say I started it. And it was all just to get something going on that beach so that we could actually play a game.
Yeah. Well, you guys had it all. You had the kucha corn, you had the pig, you had the chickens.
We did. We had a ball. We were having a great time, you know, and I didn't cause trouble out there. I wasn't like a trouble cause in person. It just was something needed to happen in that moment. And I happened to be there when the situation presented itself. So boom, there it goes.
Boom, there it goes. All right, Jeff Arner, one last time.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell the people that are listening who might be on the fence why Jeff Varner needs to be brought back on Survivor Second Chance.
You know, this whole vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. I never really know what to say because I want to go on this game. I want to do this so badly. And I've waited 15 years to do this. Out of all the dudes on that list, I have waited longer than everybody. And I just think that alone in itself should get me one of these 10 votes that you have to give. Vote for whoever you want to. Just one of them, throw my way. And there's no reason not to. I'm a player. I played this game back when nobody else did. I think that I'm more suited for the modern Survivor than I was the earlier one. I let my hair down. I have a good time. I have fun. It'll be a great experience for everybody if you vote for me. How's that? I will rip Kimmy's top off so you can see boobs.
That's important. Don't say that. That'll get you in trouble.
When Jeff says, is this worth playing for? I'll make sure everybody says, no, it's not. Just to see how he will react. I wonder if he would like turn around and walk away. What do you think he would do?
Oh, I think he would say, Varner, I swear to God, if you do that again, I'm going to get you. You'll be taken right out of this game.
I'm going to make sure I slip Kimmy a hidden immunity idol.
Whoa.
No, they don't do that. Do they? Do they do that?
What's have a hidden immunity idol?
I don't know. It just seems like it's the person who needs to find it always seems to find it.
Because they're desperate.
Really?
If you don't need to find it, what are you going to be out there spending all that time looking for it?
Well, I will find one, I think, maybe.
Okay, and what will you do with it? Give it to Kimmy?
No. No, I won't give it to Kimmy. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do.
I can't wait till you and Kimmy have and I'll make an alliance. You guys, you know, you say, no, nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows who you are. Let's bond again. Remember all the good times, Akucha and Deb and Mike Scoopin and all the fun we used to have and Nick Brown. And then
all the Akucha fun happened. All the Akucha.
And then say, and then all of a sudden, you, Jeff and Kimmy, your final two.
Yeah, right.
You guys would be the new Tina and Colby.
There you go. Hold your breath. You hold your breath for that. I'm sure that'll happen. But anyway, I want you to vote for me. I really do. I think I deserve it. It's been a long time. I got screwed over in a major way. Mm-hmm. I screwed myself in a major way. And I really want to do this.
Yeah.
It's a passionate thing. I don't have many years left to play this, I don't think. And I don't know if this show's going to be around long enough for me to have this chance. So finally, they've mined my entire show of people to be on here. It's time for the rejects to hit the all-star. Let the sideshow begin. Vote for me.
Boy.
And vote for Kimmy. Why not?
Yeah. So out of a Survivor Australia, that we had five people from Survivor Australia come back in the all-stars. Then Scoopin came back. Then potentially you and Kimmy. That would be half of the entire cast would have come back.
Well, it was the biggest show.
It was a big show. Biggest show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in terms of viewership, wasn't it the biggest?
Yeah. I think that the ending of the first one was the highest high, but you guys week to week, I think had a much higher average than Survivor did when it was first getting off the ground.
I think there was like 45 million people saw our premiere.
Yeah.
30
million.
It was after
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I remember where it was.
30 people were watching. So it makes sense that they would go to that show a lot.
Yeah.
They should do a season. I'm so glad Elizabeth Hasselbeck is not on this list. I'll tell you that. There was a moment where I was worried about it.
You think she would come back and play?
No.
No.
No. But I heard rumors through the grapevine they offered her like $1 million to come do it.
Yeah.
Just to do it. They'd give her $1 million.
Yeah.
That's got to be a rumor, but.
What does she need that aggravation for? Yeah, you have eight people that could have come back.
A facelift.
Eight people did come back. She's a listener. She's going to be pissed when she hears you say that.
I don't care.
She's one of our biggest listeners.
No, she's not.
Do you honestly think? How dare you?
Sorry. How dare I? She is. I'm sorry. Well,
we get tweets from her every week.
She and Ann Coulter can get together and do each other's eyebrows. I don't care.
All right, Jeff Varner, if you liked what you heard here today and you want to see more of it, go ahead, vote for him at cbs.com/Survivor Second Chance. Jeff, great job, and keep up the great work on the campaign trail. Follow Thank Jeff you. Varner on Twitter. He's at Jeff Varner.
And I'm going to do my best to stick Deb in my pocket and bring her out there.
Great.
So we can save the octopus.
That should be your hashtag, save the octopus.
It will be. Let me know when you go live with this, and there it goes.
All right. All right. It's only going to be I'm going to hit stop, and a couple hours later, it's going to be up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Rob. Thank you, everybody.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Jeff Varner back here on the podcast. I've got a lot more Road to Survivor Second Chance interviews coming along the way. A couple more today. I think I actually have three more scheduled for today. The next one coming to you is going to be with one of the Kellys vying to be back on Survivor Second Chance. And then after that, I will speak with another one of the Kellys who are trying to vie to be back here. And it's going to be a busy Saturday talking to a couple of Kellys and then maybe somebody else that was mentioned earlier in this podcast here today. So a lot to do. Make sure you subscribe to robswebsite.com/iTunes. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments, or check us out on the Rob's Podcast app at robswebsite.com/app. Already posted interviews with T-Bird and Jim Rice. Those are on robswebsite.com. So plenty more to do. Better get to it. Take care, everybody. Bye.